Welcome back to the Titan Podcast. Woo! Hope you guys are doing well. Well, I hope you had a nice Christmas. Oh, no.
The reason we're confused is because we're pre-recording.
Yeah, actually, I think when this comes out, it will be...
Let's check.
Oh, yeah, no. It'll be the day Christmas Eve. It'll be 24th. It's coming out the 24th. So,
no, yeah. No, that's a Sunday, 23rd.
No, this...
That will be a Sunday.
Oh, the 24th is Sunday. Well, hope you guys are going to have a nice Christmas and whatever. So,
oops.
Yeah, you know, we're currently down back in ends. So that's why we're recording this now. Because obviously we don't have set up in ends. So,
yeah, we'll be there.
You know, you probably see stories from her and Tay Time Podcast. Not from me.
I'll get them.
No, I wasn't like, as in they're not going to get stories from me, like on my Instagram or whatever.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so. I'll catch you lacking. But besides that, hope you guys are having a good time. Hope you're spending time with family, doing whatever you guys do during this time of the year. So, you know, like whatever you feel good and happy doing. So happy holidays, you know, the whole thing.
Woo.
And yeah, but how have you been and what is your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up. So I saw this girl who shared the story on TikTok, right? And she was basically like breaking down crying because she was saying how, oh, I noticed that my boyfriend's husband's whatever shampoo was running low, right? And and I would message him being like, hey, like, you know, I'm gonna buy a new shampoo because it's running low. And he was like, yeah, we're running low. And she's like, we? What do you mean we? So she looked at her Olaplex shampoo,
whatever that means,
which was like basically empty, and this girl's like having a breakdown, which makes sense because these things are very, very expensive. Like,
but then
expensive.
Why are you buying it if you can't share it with your husband?
Because personally, right, I wash my hair maybe once a week. You wash your hair like 3-4.
No,
like
I wash my
whatever.
Hair twice a week.
Listen, and majority of guys wash their hair a lot more frequently than girls, right? So anyway, that got me irked because there was a time, right, when there's a lot of instances, but I remember, like, I had this big tub of, like, Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Cream, and if you know, that stuff's expensive, and I was, like, sniffing through because I know he was using it because I let him use it, but it was very strong. Like, I was like, I've
I like
never...
to stay moisturized.
Listen,
every day, multiple times a day. Yes.
I've never smelled my bum bum cream smell like it's almost out on your palm,
but
right?
It smells better on me though than it does on her. No,
my skin doesn't really absorb smells like that.
It smells better on me than it does on her.
But it was extremely, extremely strong, right? So I was like, what's going on? So then one day I watched him apply it, and I kid you not, like, this guy was taking scoops of the bum bum cream and just like lathering himself up. Everywhere, like, I mean everywhere, like even on his face,
I
his
like
toes, between his toes
to
also.
Stay moisturized. I moisturize every day, ladies.
No,
multiple times a day. Anytime I wash my hands.
He's very moisturized.
I'm very
yes,
moisturized.
But that was the last time he used my bum bum cream.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy that bum bum cream for myself now. After this story, I'm going to buy that bum bum cream for myself. I'm gonna buy two, and I'm not gonna let her use it.
No, you can't do that.
Why can't I do that?
You can't do that.
I'm doing that. You guys heard it here. I'm going to buy the bum bum cream.
I know you
wouldn't
because you're like, what a waste of money.
Well, no, because I'm using a different moisturizer now. I'm using Aveeno or whatever that is. So, like, yeah. You know.
Meanwhile, I bought like 6 tubs of Vaseline.
Yeah, but that's on you. I buy them as I need them. Anyway.
No, you don't. I buy them for
you. Anyway.
What's your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up is, by the time this comes out, so it will be 2 weeks on, which means Jujutsu Kaisen will be over. Oh my God, has it been a season? Oh my, anyone who watches Jujutsu Kaisen, JJK for short, you know what I'm talking about. This season has been, season two has been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal. It's been absolutely amazing. And if you don't watch Jujutsu Kaisen, let me say slowly, Jujutsu Kaisen, okay? Go put yourself on some game. There's 2 seasons. by the time you're listening to this, all episodes of both seasons are out.
There's only 2 seasons of the show.
Yes.
How come it's so big?
Because it's fucking amazing. And also because the manga has been going on for much longer, obviously.
Okay. Because I remember when we were at Universal and it was huge. And I was
It's massive.
That big off but, 2 seasons.
It's so, no, but the anime is what made it big. Right. Like, it's so good. Like, that's how good it is. Ever since the first season, we nickname it Jump Kaisen. And you'll find out why for a reason. I'm not going to give any spoilers if in case you haven't watched it. Go and watch Jujutsu Kaisen. Jujutsu Kaisen. It is so good. You will not be disappointed. You'll enjoy it, especially if you love fights, like just action and like boom, bam, boom, boom. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
This is an anime, right?
And this is an anime, of course. Guys, come on. Come on. You know what we're about here. And obviously, just to keep on that theme for my last thing, we just recently watched John Wick 4, the last John Wick movie. So good from start to finish.
Actually, really so good. Yeah.
Like 3 hours and you don't feel it. But I like watching long movies. So you should actually probably be the person to say whether you felt it or not. Because Nicolette has an attention span of a peanut.
I think my attention span is good for things that I enjoy watching. Like I could watch 3 hours of Beta Squad and be like, haha, entertained. But I thought this was really good, and because like it had a lot of fight scenes, but the story was also good, and there was like a lot of like key moments. And we've watched the first 3 together, so it was like
wrapping it up,
and it was just.
It's great. That was also great. If you like John Wick, you'll like Jujutsu Kaisen. Actually, that's why I said that, because they both go hand in hand, and it's fighting enjoyment. But let's.
And what better time than now, Christmas, guys? You have all the time.
You have all the time, you know. So start Jujutsu Kaisen. Say it to her. Start Jujutsu Kaisen. Like you have the sticker on your freaking iPad. And you don't even know what the show's about.
Should I show it?
If you wish, for anyone who's watching, it's the sticker of Sukuna, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Sukuna. Yeah, so, yeah, watch Jujutsu Kaisen. And moving on.
Get on it.
Today we have a very special episode for you.
We do, and this is a shout-out to Seth Page, who follows our page, and has said that he likes our page and he's hoping to start a podcast soon regarding education. I told him to share with us because we're more than excited to hear it. I'm always really happy when people start podcasts, especially if it's people like, you know, like that we...
In the community.
Exactly.
In the Taytime community.
And we're always here to support. We're going to shout it out and everything, of course. But he asked us, what are some of the hurdles that we had when we started our podcast? And Farouk suggested
that we go and talk about just how to start a podcast and all the things you need to consider, because obviously it's coming near the end of the year. We know a lot of you have New Year resolutions.
Big plans.
You know, if you watch this podcast for long enough, you know how I feel about those New Year's resolutions. But I know you guys have a lot of New Year resolutions, and starting a podcast or maybe doing social media could be one of them. So we're like, hey, you know, for one of those things, we feel like we can probably kind of help you.
And we have an episode on how to start a podcast.
This is
the hurdles of starting a podcast. So exactly. It's not like we're not telling you how to get started. We're mostly going to say like, what are some
difficulties that you're going to face and things you need to like maybe be aware of and like things you might not know. And you know, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know,
and I know you haven't prepared. But
I'm ready always, guys.
But I have,
it's already been marinating the brain.
I have 8 points, and I know that sometimes you tend to jumble them together. So I'll let you talk, and if I have it, then I can take it off.
Oh my God, look at that!
But we can.
No. You can start, madame. And obviously, we all know that you guys want to rush to back to your like. Since it's the 23rd, like. I guess this is like the day before Christmas Eve. I know you're all eating at home anyway. You're all getting fat during Christmas. So we know you want to jump back to your family. And we're not trying to take too much of your time. So don't worry.
No, because a lot of the time during Christmas, I'm like finding that I have so much free time that I want to do something entertaining. And this could be entertaining because it's kind of motivational if you really think about it. Like,
yeah, I don't know about that, bro. But
if you want to start a podcast. But this can, I think... be relevant for a lot of different things that you might want to start in terms of social media or like a page or YouTube channel, whatever it is, it could be relevant.
Yeah. All right, kick us off.
The first thing that I have on my list is the name of whatever you're doing. So like the name of our podcast. And I think it was a hurdle because there were a few things that we wanted to use, but you have to be aware that the name might be taken on social media. Different handles on different platforms. We obviously wanted to have the same handle across the board. Mm-hmm. I don't think we were able to secure Twitter. I think that's Tay Time Tweets.
No, we were able to secure. I just wanted to call it Tay Time Tweets.
Well, you never
don't ever get it anyway. So don't ever get it twisted. I wanted it to be called Tay Time Tweets. Not because Tay Time Podcast was taken. It was because I wanted it to be called Tay Time Tweets. Okay. Yes.
Anyways, we don't use it. But I think it's something you have to make sure that the name that you pick is obviously
everywhere
on brand with you as well. Like available firstly, just make sure it's there. But also make sure you come up with some names that are unique to you so that people like know what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. And don't think you have to have a name that's unique. Like don't think as in like, oh my God, this name is already taken. I can't use it. Mm-hmm. Like you can. Mm-hmm. Like if the page is like has like no one following it and it's like pretty much dead, just go ahead and you can be that name. You can like become podcast, that thing. You know? Not even the podcast. Like even let's say you want a Tay Time. Go ahead. Try compete. And we'll see who's better. But obviously, like if it was like if let's say Tay Time was like dead, like we weren't really posting anything, we didn't have any followers or anything. Just go ahead and use the handle and use it, whatever. Use the name. Like you should never stop yourself from using a name just because other people have it. Especially if like no one else is using it at all. I mean if no one else is like doing anything with the name, you know, like they just have the handle, but then they do nothing with it, you know?
Yeah, because I think at some point after we started, I did a lot of research, no one else had it. But we came across this like Filipino channel who was then called that. And we found out that Tay means literally shit in Tagalog, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, awkward. But they had literally Tay Time Podcast as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're like, oh, interesting. It is what it is. They had a lot more followers than us, but they're doing more techie stuff.
Yeah, completely different.
Completely different.
Don't worry about it. That's what I'm saying. There's enough room for everybody to have a slice of the pie.
Exactly. Just stay consistent with what you do. The next thing that I have is branding.
Branding is massive. Branding is a big thing. You know, it's actually, you think, oh, like guys, you just make a name and then that's it. No. No. There's more to branding than just the name. You have to actually have like, you essentially, it's kind of like conveying to people what you are from the get-go and who you are from the get-go. You know, it's kind of like a thing of like, they hear this name, they know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you kind of like, it's kind of like consistency, you know, like branding us consistency, as in like, you know, Tay Time Podcast, you know, we talk about everything.
Yeah.
And you know, a key point of it is like, we react to things like Reddit stories, and we also just give our own opinions on the whole point is it's an opinionated podcast about topics, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you come to expect. And it kind of works with the name Talk About Everything, you know, where
it's in the name,
you know, it's literally in the name. So like instantly, like you understand, and that's what you kind of want, you know, like the way you hear Apple and you know, Apple is not just the Apple. It is, you know, the whole ecosystem of Apple products or whatever. It's kind of like what you, and then, you know, you know them for like, okay, it's simple and clean. It's whatever. Like that's how you have to think about branding. You don't think of it as just like, oh, a name and then I rock with it and I just like slap that name everywhere. It's more than just your name. It's how you carry yourself and what you present yourself. So what people are like, I hear this, I think of this kind of thing. And that's what branding. That's a massive hurdle of branding. So like,
for sure,
you really want to keep that, like I would say, consistency. You want your branding to be consistent.
Exactly.
And it's very easy, trust me, to try to fall off that. And you're like, I want to do everything.
That's the thing.
Anything and everything.
Because I was about to say that, like, usually when people go into podcasts, they tend to have something specific, like about golf, about, you know, tennis podcast, about whatever. And it makes like sense if that's what you're passionate about and what you want to do. But keep in mind that if that's how you're branding yourself, that's what people are there for. So exactly, you can't talk about golf for the first 15 episodes and then be like, actually today we're going to speak about tennis. That's not what your audience is there for.
Exactly.
And I would say that we're quite bad at having like a set, like this is what we're about. I think people associate us with story times a lot because of Instagram and relationship related things. But if you've listened to our podcast, we talk about everything. You know, we really do talk about everything. And I would argue that that's not necessarily a bad thing because our lives are a lot of everything. We're not just like, oh, we just do this one thing.
Exactly.
We just do a lot of different things consistently. And like, for example, Emma Chamberlain has Anything Goes, and I expect anything to go on her podcast, and she just talks about anything as well. So I wouldn't say that not having a specific niche is bad.
It's about just being like, hey, this is what I am, and then you keep up with what you are, you know?
And who you are.
And who you are, and that's the whole point of branding, and that's the massive hurdle, obviously, of branding, like, to just keep that consistency. Like, your consistency can be not being consistent. You get it? Like us, like being like, hey, we talk about everything, yeah. You know? Like, you, that can be your consistency, and that's how you have to look at it. It's like, whatever I'm setting out to be from the start is what I'm obviously drawing people in with, and it's what I'm going to continue. Like, we're not saying you can't, obviously, like, maybe later on you want to pivot. Let's say you become such a massive YouTuber or whatever, that you're like hundreds of thousands, and like, we're not even there yet, you know? But like, let's say you become that big, you can, like, so many YouTubers have sub channels for different things that they're passionate about, but you know, the main channel is still about that thing, and then the sub channel is about, like, look at Mr. Beast. Yes, Mr. Beast, and is Mr. Beast Gaming, exactly. Is Mr. Beast Philanthropy, because those are those are parts of who he is, but obviously he knows that's not what the branding of Mr. Beast, the main channel, is, so he has to put that on a separate channel, and that's how you have to think about it.
And how weird would it be to go there and it's like something else? But like, that kind of like made me think of people, you know, who put on a persona,
yeah,
for when they start something, or like, you know, do you know Miranda Sings? The girl with the ukulele.
Oh, the one that was inside that. Yeah.
So she started off as like a persona. So not herself, but this is like this person that we associated with her.
Yeah.
And I think if you are, even if you're kind of, I guess, not fully yourself, make sure that you're keeping that consistent. You know, like, imagine us, we're talking like this, and then tomorrow we're turning into like Joe Rogan or Andrew Tate or something. That would be so weird, you know?
Exactly.
So be consistent with like the way you are as a person.
Yeah.
I guess. Do you want to add something? Will I keep going through my list?
We're going through the whole list. That's okay, the whole point.
The next I have is equipment. Pretty easy.
Yeah. Obviously, I think the biggest hurdle of this is to not get bogged down to thinking you need everything. All the, like, you need the Sony A7. You need the, what's it called? The Shure mics. You know, the freaking MacBook, whatever it is. Yeah. You don't.
Yeah.
Listen here. You don't need it. You don't need most of those things, right? Like, you can slowly upgrade over time. Like you'd be surprised, and I'm sure you guys are going to be surprised again, because everyone is always surprised. We shoot this podcast on an iPhone.
Yeah.
Like, everyone thinks we shoot this on, like, an actual proper camera. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I literally shoot this on my iPhone. Like, this is an iPhone 13 Pro Max. I shoot it, and I could shoot this whole thing in 4K. The only reason I don't do it is because the rendering would be hell on my computer for now. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But it would be hell. So I literally just shoot it on the iPhone instead, at 1080p instead of 4K. So, like, people literally think this is shot on a camera, but it's literally just an iPhone, you know?
And you know when people come as guests and they're like, oh, it's just your phone?
And I was like, yeah, it's just my phone, you know? And, like, on the iPhone, the Samsung, this is the Q2U, so, and that's the Q9U. So this one is, like, $100, not even. Like, this might, you can get it on sales for, like, $60 most of the time. Probably around Christmas now, you can actually probably even get it for $60 if you want it. And I literally just got two of these, and literally we used it, and then I got up onto like four of them or three of them. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we upgraded to get an extra Q9U, which is a better version of this. But as you can see, we still use this one as well. Like, and it's great audio. So, like, you don't have to spend a crazy amount of money. And, like, I'm only using GarageBand on this MacBook. Like, you can literally use pretty much anything on the phone. Like, you can record the audio on your phone as well.
At the same time.
Like, literally, like, you can, like, you're able to plug this. If you get the, like, let's say you have an iPhone, you can get the Lightning adapter. You can plug it directly to your phone, and you could get another phone to record, to shoot you. And even if you don't, that's if you want video and audio. But you can literally just do that. Get the mic, use your phone, plug it, record it on your voice thing, upload it onto the internet.
Is GarageBand free?
Yes, it is. Like, all these things are, like, pretty much things you can already have at your disposal. And then, obviously, like, you know, editing software, like, literally, like, if you're doing just audio, there's free audio. DaVinci Resolve, guys, is free. DaVinci Resolve is free. And it literally competes with Premiere. right? So the only reason we use Premiere is because that's what we've been using. Like, but DaVinci Resolve is literally free. It's literally free. Like, and it works on par with Premiere. Okay. You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So like all these things, like,
so we're paying for Premiere.
Are there? Yeah, but like we're used to it.
Yeah. But, true.
So like, you know, stuff like that. Like, honestly, like, there's so much free resources out there, so much free tools, so many great things. Like, there is no need whatsoever.
I agree.
To get bogged down thinking you have to buy everything to then start it. No. You only need a mic and a phone. And you don't even need a mic. The mic is optional, honestly. You don't even need it.
I agree, because
we started with our phones. We started
with our phones. Like, and that's a big thing that I have here, with like a hurdle that we kind of faced, was how do we go about our podcast? And we just jumped head straight into Stereo, if you remember Stereo. And we recorded on there, awful quality, no video, like no clips, nothing. But obviously we knew we wanted to change it up, and we wanted to invest in some equipment because we did want good audio.
Yeah.
But, you know, Farouk did a lot of research on affordable things, you know, and over time we've acquired a few more pieces, like a mic, a Rode mic, you know, kind of like small pieces along the way. I would definitely say, like, don't buy everything at once.
Absolutely,
like,
not.
Just don't. Like, Emma Chamberlain, for the longest time, she didn't have video. She just has like a headset and like a recorder.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, that's how her podcast has been recorded.
And she's rich.
From her bed. Like.
And she's rich.
Let's keep that in mind.
Like, deep. She could have bought a whole studio at
everything.
The start.
Everything.
But she's rich. And she just.
Like a room in her mansion.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know if she has that. But of a whole set. And she didn't, you know. And that's kind of the point. Like, if you have something to say and you're really excited about speaking and really, like, interested in doing this, you don't need all the fancy schmancy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
At all. The next thing that I have, this might be a little bit confusing, but is appearance. So the reason this is was a hurdle was because, me personally, I started in this podcast very relaxed. I was very like, oh my god, nobody's gonna see us, like, this is so fun, you know, so chill. And I would just kind of like show up however, which I quickly became very like, oh, a few thousand people have seen this. Like, all of a sudden I'm like, what do I want to do? Do I want to continue being like relaxed? Do I want to like prep myself up, da da da? And I had to really like think of myself, and I was like, okay, if like thousands of people are seeing this, I'd rather them see me at my best and how I feel most confident than have to rethink about how I'm being perceived on the internet. And obviously there's always like hateful comments, but there were a lot of hateful comments about my appearance and like stuff like that. So, you know, I was a little bit scared, and I had to go a little bit back and forth. But now obviously when I'm editing the clips and I'm looking at myself, I'm not questioning anything. I'm just like, yeah, I look cute.
Yeah.
So it's just important to look cute, because then I feel good and I can
talk. And don't think like you have to, because in the exact same podcast, we have the absolute opposite.
Yeah.
I come looking like a bum every day. Yeah. It's literally every week you see me looking, because I don't care. I literally just, I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to record. Get a top, put it on. Record.
It's like, is this clean?
Get it, whatever.
Does it matter?
I don't do that, guys. don't get it twisted. I'm clean. You're dirty as fuck.
It's not me. It's you. What do they do?
You know. Anyway, as I was saying, like, yeah, I just show up. Literally, just like, I'm like, I don't care. Like, the most I do is comb my beard and maybe my hair if it's really knotted, like, you know. And I just show up and I'm just like, hey, all right, recording time.
Yeah.
And I just don't care. I just generally don't give a shit, because I'm like, I don't really give a fuck if millions or thousands or even one person sees me like this. I was like, bro, if I walk out on the street like this on a daily basis, like, thousands of people are seeing me. I really don't care.
Yeah.
So, and as I said, like, it just shows two different sides. Like, if you feel more confident, you know, get it all up. Or if you feel like you don't give a shit, you, like, you can do whatever one you want and you just move about your day, you know? Like literally, you guys see me, I think, like, maybe once every, like, 3 months based on the podcast. Because most of the time, by the time we record, if I do have a haircut, we have recorded after like at least a week or plus more of my haircut, and then it's like, hey, like, it's already gone. So,
well,
like, you know,
you have a fresh trim.
Like,
today,
this is one of the rare occasions where you see me on the day I got a haircut recording. Best. You know, like, so I really don't care.
People really find you really attractive, though. So
I don't really care.
Whatever. But yeah, yeah. I think like with how much we've, you know, grown and reached in terms of Instagram, and then if I were to think that millions of people have seen me looking clapped, oh, I'd be so in my head.
I know everyone sees me clapped.
I'd be so in my head. It's fine. But you're never looking clapped, so it is what it is. On to the fourth point, it's the setting. For us, like, we were unsure of what to do, where to do it, how to go about. And I remember we started with my old room.
Well, to be more specific, Nicoletta was. She's very anal about the setting. I'm like,
yes,
because I'm really like, yo, this is a podcast. Most of the time, most people are listening to this. The other time, some people are watching. I'm like, it doesn't matter in the sense of like, they know it's just about us talking, whatever. And don't get me wrong, it's good that Nicoletta cares about the setting, because if it was up to me, I would. There'd be so many different shoots you guys ever see this at. But you know, it's just different philosophies. But I think it's better, like, obviously not to. The hurdle for me is to not get hung up on the setting, but at the same time, make sure it's somewhat presentable. Like, I wouldn't go, like, I was just thinking, I was like, I wouldn't go shoot in the alleyway, but I was like, that could make for a good podcast episode, alleyway talks. And it, like, you know, like, there's a TikTok podcast. It's like a mini one. Well, it's not a podcast, but it's this woman, and she's like, oh, uncomfortable topics on the bus, and she literally just has a road mic, and she every on her bus trip she like just talks about the most uncomfortable random stuff
I
on
like
the
that.
Front bus. I know, like, and that's what I'm saying, like, setting doesn't really matter. Like, some people are like, you can be very bogged, like, you can get too bogged down being like, oh my god, I want it to be like studio quality.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're starting initially, like, you don't have to go to a studio, first of all, and if you do want it to look somewhat professional or whatever, you can do what we did, which is like try to get as blank of a background as you can, and then just be there. Like, we didn't have the sign
for the longest time.
Kind of, we had a little drawing that Emily did.
Yeah, daytime, exactly. Daytime.
So yeah, don't get bogged down on this. I think if you're on our Patreon, you'll see we're like recording on the couch, and you know, Fouad made an interesting point that this podcast would have gone really well like on our couch, and I agree completely.
Yeah,
because I think that it's a very relaxed, chill vibe.
Yeah, it's just super chill.
But my issue is like that kind of like staying consistent of like being at a table, having these mics set up, and like, you know, this way we can replicate it in different places. Like, if we're not planning to be here, if we're planning to be in a different country, if we're moving, whatever it is, it's easier to replicate, I feel like. So it's like a consistent.
I do also like the couch setting. I think it's a lot better. I think it's very cool, chill.
Then we have the hurdle of engagement.
Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, just keep posting. The internet, you just have to spam, honestly. Like, you think it's a joke, but like, honestly, just spam the social feeds. Yes. Like, just spam.
By posting 3 times a day.
Yeah, on TikTok, you just gotta spam.
TikTok, Instagram, we're everything. Just posting.
Like, you just keep posting. Like, literally, the more you post, the more people see it. The more likely they follow, the more likely you grow. Like, you just have, like, literally, even when we went to that whole Instagram day thing, they literally just said, consistency of just keeping posting is what makes people big, you know? Like obviously, like, luck is very involved. Like, you know, if you get a video that blows up and then a lot of people stay on your page, chef's kiss. Mm-hmm. But luck is obviously heavily involved, but you just, the most important thing outside of luck is just spamming your feed.
Absolutely.
And, like, just keep giving content until everyone starts seeing you,
basically. But because even at that, right, we've had a lot of people seeing us, but our hurdle was people are here for our stories and not for us. And so now we're trying to make sure again that we're posting twice a day, and one of the clips is something from our podcast, which was, we kind of gave up on it for a little bit. It was just difficult to kind of juggle and having that edited, but now I think we're back in the rhythm of things. Consistency is like the key to everything. And I think it's easy to give up when you don't see
the numbers go
any
up.
Numbers or any like return. But the way I think about it is like, sometimes you're not gonna like it. Sometimes you're not gonna like being consistent. You're gonna be a little bit fed up. You're gonna be like, oh, but nothing's happening. But would you rather that, or would you rather just be fed up at your own job? You know, where you still have to go through tough times. You still have to experience all these things. So I see the podcast as very much like a job. it's not going to have always ups. And I think that's it. People kind of associate doing something that you love as like, you'd feel like you never work a day in your life. It's not really like that.
We don't make any money from this.
We don't.
Like, Nicola's talking as if we make money from this. She's like, oh, yeah.
No.
We make no money from this.
That's not what I mean.
No,
what,
I'm just
what
saying.
What I'm saying is you'll have bad days at work and you'll have not enjoyable days.
No, absolutely. I agree. I'm just saying that, like, deep that we have been doing this for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah.
And we have made no money from it yet that we still have like 123 episodes out now.
Yeah.
Like, deep that. That's 2 years.
Yeah.
And we have made little.
So basically, subscribe to our Patreon.
And we still keep doing it. As you can see, consistency is key. Consistency is big, 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 major key. Nicola is a walking example of why if you stop being consistent, what happens? It happened on TikTok to her twice.
I mean, I'm extremely consistent with our podcast. The only reason is doing that both well.
Both her TikTok and the Tate Time.
For me, it's like... so draining to constantly like have to post. Let's not get that twisted, because I am constantly posting, but having to do it in different forms. When I was focusing on TikTok, it was just TikTok. When I was focusing on my fitness Instagram, it was my fitness Instagram. Now that it's the podcast, it's the podcast. And like, for me, it would be like, I'm trying to record every minute of my life. I can't. I need some like away from
makes
the
sense.
Socials, you know? But yeah, the next point we have is the workload. And what I mean by this is manageable. The first part of it is like, are you doing this with a friend? Are you doing this by yourself? Are you doing this with a partner? If you're planning to do this with a friend, Fruk has an example of what happened to him.
Oh, Marcel, you bastard. Yeah, we were doing a podcast and then he just wasn't showing up. Like, it was, like, we weren't doing it consistently enough, obviously, because we were on different schedules, everything like that. So, like, we did, like, I think, like, 2 or 3 episodes of the FM radio podcast, you know? And all he had to do was show up, Marcel.
Online, too.
All he had to do was show up on Discord, and I did all the editing, everything else afterwards, uploading. All he had to do was show up. But, no, yeah, like, obviously, like, it really does matter to try to both be on the same schedule, mm-hmm. being on the same schedule. Is very important. Obviously, it's a little bit easier for us because we live together. But like, if it's someone, let's say, like, is your friend and you don't live together, you gotta actually be like, hey, this time every week we're gonna meet up and do this. You know, like, you have to be on the same schedule, and then you also want to, as Nicola is gonna talk to you about, distribute the workflow evenly as yeah. well.
And pick someone that has the same drive as you. Like, if you really, really, really want to do something. First of all, you don't need to do it with someone else if it's something you're really passionate about. You can definitely do this alone. Don't be afraid of what people think. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. But if you really, really want to do it with someone else, make sure that person's on the same like wavelength as you. You know, make sure that they also want it as bad as you, because then the issue transfers into the workload, which is what Farouk just mentioned, of like, who's editing the work? Who's coming up with the topics? Who's, you know, recording whatever? Who's doing this XYZ? And there's a lot of different tasks when it comes to, you know, like, the editing workload is huge, right? Farouk and I split that. But for a while, like, I was doing it. And then I was like, okay, if we're planning to do the Patreon as well, you will do that. And it's like, important things to discuss before you get started. Because if you're already started and it's easy for Farouk and I, because we're, you know, we're dating, we're fiancés or whatever. You know, I don't have my ring. People will start saying rumors.
Good.
Anyways.
I'm available on the market, ladies.
Of course, yeah. Walk around town strutting his stuff with his fresh trim.
Mm.
But he came home with food.
Sidetracked. Moving on.
Yes. Talk about the workload.
Yeah, no, obviously. Talk about the workload. Very, please, like, that is so important. The workload balance is as important as your work-life balance.
Yeah.
It really is.
But then, like, on the kind of coming up with engaging topics as well, that is a hurdle. I would say my advice is to break down the topics that you want to discuss in tiny little fragments. So, like, instead of talking about fitness, talk about, you know, beginner, how to begin in the gym, what kind of workouts help with glute growth, what kind of food should I be eating, you know? So then automatically you have like 60 different episodes that you can record on just fitness.
Yeah.
Whereas if you try to cover like a huge topic, then you're just kind of going everywhere, not covering everything, and you might feel unfulfilled by the end of it.
Exactly.
Do you have any advice on covering the topic?
Honestly, just use your brain. Guys, it's really not that hard. I'll tell you right now, my brain's always constantly thinking of new ideas. Like, it's just how it works. But honestly, like, it's different from every person. Like, I'm a very, like, I think you should cater to your style as well. Like, some people, like we're great example. Nicoletta is very, like, needs to sit down, jot down the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm just, like, epiphany, and I can run with it. Like, I can literally, like, talk about everything on the spot.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm a class A bullshitter. Like, you know, I've been doing this since I was
young. But I like that. I really like that about you, because I can bring anything to the table.
Like, you know, like, you're just literally ready straight away. And by the way, the BS thing wasn't just a joke, but no, I mean, like, what I mean is like, I'm able to just like straight away off the dome, just talk about things. Cause I like learning a lot of things. So it gives me input on a bunch of other things or whatever, but it's just nice. Like, it's one thing I've always had as a skill since I was young, that I'm able to talk about things straight away. So like, being able to do that has now helped us with, well, obviously, like, because, like, okay, she'll come up with something and she'll know, like, all right, I can do this. And I'll be like, oh, I have this thing. And then, well, obviously, Nicola needs time. So I give it to her, and then she's like, oh, cool, that I can, she can do that and have all these things, we can flow. And we just help each other bounce back off each other, you know, back and forth, which is what you want. You know, you want, which is also part of kind of like the whole workload thing, where it's like you can bounce off each other as well together.
That's a good thing to have when, if you're working with someone else, like, discussion is a lot easier, obviously. Two brains working together. Usually, I think I would come up with topics only because I'm like, I want to talk about this, and Farouk's very like, I'll talk about anything, you know. And it really, it really helps me in terms of like, if I see a TikTok that I like, or if I see a few stories that are related, or if I'm like saving certain things, and I'm like, okay, now I can form a topic on XYZ, and I'll just be like, Farouk, today we're talking about this, and he'd be like, okay, and I'm coming up with my like iPad and my notes, and he'll just sit down
off the rip,
which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But obviously, if you're the type of person who likes to write down things, that's okay. You can do that. You can do that. The final thing is being realistic with how much work you can actually get done.
Timeline. Is your podcast weekly? Is your podcast biweekly? Is it monthly? Do not fuck it up, because once you start, you do not want to be inconsistent and stop. They are expecting, okay, whatever, even if it's one person, don't disappoint that one person, you know, you know, the kind of thing, as in, you should be consistent. And it's back to the consistency is key. You should have realistic timelines, like, okay, can I record a podcast every week? I'm busy with work. I usually get tired most evenings after work. I'd like to relax on my weekends, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, okay, maybe bi-weekly I can do, because then I can at least set one day aside, like maybe give up one of my Sundays, you know, my two Sundays, and just like be like, hey, I'm going to record a podcast today and then do whatever afterwards, you know, like including the editing, the whatever, you know, either it's like, okay, I'll record on a Monday and then slowly edit it through Tuesday to Friday, and then get it ready out to be on Sunday or something like that. You know, you have to be very realistic with your timeline, because if you're not, it will freaking kill you. It will crush you, because it's just something that's constantly there at the back of your mind, like, oh my god, I need to do this. And then it just ruins the quality of what you're doing, because you're like, oh my god, this is a timeline I just can't keep up with.
Yeah, like, be realistic what you can commit your time to. Like Farouk said, you know, you can do one a week, you can do two a week, whatever it is. Do stay consistent. I know that a lot of podcasts usually tend to fall off from the statistics or whatever.
Yeah, literally most podcasts stop after the first episode, and most podcasts die after the fifth episode. It's like, I think it's like 97% are fully gone after five episodes.
But it's 100% giving the same energy as most people falling off the gym after January. Like, yeah, after January, February. And it's like, I don't know if maybe because we're people who like have like consistency, like,
oh my god, be careful what you're saying, they're gonna cancel us.
No, like, we're people that have like, say, go to the gym consistently, like do things consistently,
5:30 a.m.
you know, this didn't come as like a I don't know, like a shock to the system. It was exactly. just like, oh, something fun to add to our schedule, you know? And on top of recording...
Don't get it twisted. There are days we're tired and we don't want to do it, but we show up.
Like right now, would you think I want to be here? No, I don't. Like I've been so tired all day. We've postponed it for 2 days. So that's the max allowance. And I've used it up. Because we have to pre-record, right? And you have to make sure that you have your thing on schedule. And I don't think we've missed a single episode. And it hasn't been hard.
Never.
We were gone since, for like 2 weeks.
Since we started like the podcast properly, we have never missed a week. We have gone every single week consistently. As in like, did we record every single week? No. But we made sure there was an episode every single week. Like, whether we're sick or not, you see what I mean? Like, you have to pick a timeline that you can stick to. Yeah. That is so important. Because like, if you don't, circle back to the point of growth. Mm-hmm. You will not grow if you are not consistent.
Yeah. But also, like, if you're not feeling well, like, who cares? Like, show up and show people that, you know? Like, Fruk was out here with his tea sniffling, being like, guys, my voice is different because I'm sick. I show up here sick AF a couple of times. Like,
well, obviously, if you're like super sick, take off, guys.
That's like, not what I'm saying. I'm
like,
not saying like,
yeah, like, you know, like you tell your people, like, hey, guys, I'm sick. Sorry, no episode this week.
Or like you're in hospital for a week. We're not talking about that. It's like kind of pushing through when it's really not that deep.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Especially because I'm just sitting down. Like, I'm not going outside running. I take more breaks from the gym than I do from the podcast because that, you know, if my health doesn't work, I just don't go. But it, like here, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just put on.
And that's crazy because not just deep. There are times that are like maybe in the hospital for like a week or two and we just got the episode in just
I remember there was one time and you were like, we need to record before I go.
Yeah.
Like, no, we can't do that.
But we did.
No, we didn't. You ended up going. You asked them to leave you go early.
Oh, yes. And let me go
like,
early.
No, you have to let me go.
And then
that was so dumb.
Yeah, no, but yeah, no, you're committed to the cause, guys. See what I do for you? Go subscribe to the Patreon.
Yes, and on that similar note of consistency editing as well, because I assume that you're going to want to grow your podcast or whatever.
You're going to have
social
to make
clips. Social media is important. Social media is important.
Yeah. Also, you have to pick kind of your social media you want to do as well. Because, like, take for example, let's circle back to the whole Take Time Tweets thing. The reason you don't see anything on Twitter is because we don't really have enough followers to actually utilize Twitter properly. Like, Twitter just.
We didn't have followers anywhere.
No, but I mean, like, Twitter isn't really. They don't really give a shit about clips, honestly. Like, it's more like comedy stuff, you know? Like, Twitter is like, if you have a fan base, like, and this is one thing I guess is like a good tips and tricks, I guess. We'll do a little segment here. Don't deep Twitter as much, honestly, if you're a podcast. Like, because it's more of a place to communicate with your community, which means you have to have a community meeting in the first place, you know? So, like, you don't really have to deep that one as much. Like, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube is way more important, you know?
Yeah.
And those are the main ones. And then, like, obviously, like, if you do eventually get to a following, you can just share your unwanted thoughts on Twitter. And then, you know, build
your
little
community.
You'd be
so good at that. You're like, just not doing it.
You know, like, yeah, but that's how it is. Like, you know, like, and take for example, like, there's people I know that are like have a million followers on TikTok and they're only starting now on Twitter to like interact.
And you don't
things.
Have
like,
to, like, you know, don't have to be everywhere.
You don't.
You really
like,
don't.
Pick where you want to be and
pick
just
your battles.
Yeah. Like, pick where you want to be, where you like to be as well.
Yeah.
And then just go roll with it.
We, well, me, I gave up on TikTok after a while, even though we did quite well, got to like 20K. And then because Instagram took off, I wanted to focus more on that. And obviously I felt like I'm getting more out of it if I'm posting here. So I genuinely just gave up on TikTok. And
I kept going like, Nicoletta,
took
TikTok,
over.
So
and I was like, you know what, Fruk? You're giving out about it. You post there. Because I post on Shorts consistently and I post on Instagram Reels consistently.
You know, I don't even see the Shorts because I don't go on YouTube Shorts. But I'm sure there's...
You don't,
there's
but a lot of people have.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's a gang of... I was about to say, there's a gang of you guys on YouTube Shorts. You know,
But our consistency is what partnered us with
YouTube
Shorts.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. So, like, the consistency is showing, you know, the companies are seeing, like, the hard work that you're putting in and the consistency, and they want that. They want you to continue doing what you're doing.
Tooting our own horn there a little bit.
That was the end of my
song. Yeah. But yeah, I know. Hopefully you guys got something out of this, you know, and you're able to now, you know, all the challenges the eight big challenges that are in front of you before starting a podcast in the new year. And we hope you have a great time and at Christmas, because you're obviously still going to get an episode from us before New Year's.
You are.
And that's a special.
You think you're escaping?
That's a little spicy, saucy one. I think you'll enjoy that one. And you're just going to have a great time. And we just want you to do your best, try your best, and work as hard as you can to achieve your dreams.
2024 is your year.
And also make sure, this is very, very key, go and subscribe to the Patreon. Yeah, you heard me. Go subscribe to the Patreon, guys. I'm going to shill it every single episode at the end of every episode now. Until we have at least, let's have a target of 100 members in the Patreon. 100 members. I'm going to keep shilling it out at the end of every episode.
We're the top podcast, first place. For 116 people on Spotify.
Yeah. So you 116, you can get me to shut up about Patreon.
You can connect your Patreon to Spotify.
You can get me to shut up about Patreon if you subscribe to the Patreon.
If you want folks to shut up about Patreon, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, and subscribe to your Patreon.
Yeah.
Till next time.
Peace.